Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr., with me Ty St. Julian, and we're your co-hosts today for a very special program. The program centers around Petrucci, who actually was considered the first publisher or printer of music. And in the year 1501, he put out a couple of volumes called O Hecaton, which contained primarily music from the Low Countries. And we'll be listening to two recordings from this very important first printing of music. We have music that was performed by the famed New York Pro Musica from an LP way back in 1969. And we have a more recent recording with performances on a CD by an ensemble known as Fretwork.
We're beginning with the famed New York Pro Musica. One of the interesting things is that very often in the these early recordings of early music, frequently only one verse of a vocal piece was actually performed. There was, especially if the piece was rather lengthy, and there was a feeling that audiences would barely get used to the early music, much less to early music with many verses performed. Obviously, people have gotten used to hearing more than one verse of an early music song, so to speak. We begin with a la la. The composer is Nino Le Petit. La la la, greet her well. I got up one morning, went into the garden to gather clove, and discovered my lover had already been there and gathered the clove. Then, De Tout Bien Plein by Hein van Giesigem. This is a piece of which only one verse is sung. Full of all good is my mistress. Everyone owes her tribute of honor. She is perfect in worth as much as any goddess ever. Then we hear La Alfonsina, which is a wonderful instrumental piece, Jean Gieselin. Following that, La Tour à Tour by Antoine Bruguier. And following that, Lourdo by Loisette Compère. This is a really interesting piece because it's one of the genre called cautionary tales or cautionary music. Clumsy oaf, watch what you do. If you marry, you'll regret it. If you take a young wife, you'll never enjoy her. She'll find another and you'll support a child who is not yours. Once again, the New York Pro Musica.
Oh, Garda che ti farà
four selections from what we think is maybe the first recording dealing with Petrucci, the first printer of music. This is actually from an LP, and some of you young people may not know what an LP is. You just have to ask around.
But it's vinyl.
Vinyl recording, yes. Made in 1969 by the New York Pro Musica, who is really very, very important in the history of early music. And it was through them, particularly, that I myself, a musica da camera, is in existence today. I had a lot, personally, a lot of contacts with members of the Pro Musica. This particular performance was directed by John Reeves White. And subsequently, in the 70s, after Thais became a member of Musica da Camera, we were contacted by John Reeves White, having heard a radio program of ours which featured their recordings of my show. And he couldn't get over that there was a radio program devoted to this music. And at that time, the Pro Musica had disbanded, and he was, I guess, wandering around with a friend of his on the Gulf Coast and heard our program and subsequently became a musical advisor for us for an unfortunately short period of time due to his untimely death. But other people you just heard performing, Lenu Davenport playing recorder, Crumhorn, you'll hear more from him later on. You hear primarily by Shelley Gruskin, who I thought had a forked tongue. He played those instruments so well. And some of the singers, Sheila Schoenbrunn, Elizabeth Humes, and particularly Anthony Tamborello, who one of the bass recorders you just, bass singers you just heard, actually sang with us also after his stint with Pro Musica for a while.
And his nephew worked here at WWNO for a brief time.
That's right. I forgot about that. So we have ties with New York Pro Musica, and we also have ties with so many of the performers. And I know that Shelley Gruskin is still around and teaching and doing extremely well with his teaching. John Reeves Wright, as I said, unfortunately is not with us anymore.
Returning now to a more contemporary recording, this is by the Ensemble Fretwork, and this is instrumental only. This is an ensemble of viols, really stunning and talented ensemble. We hear two versions of the same song. The song is J'ai pris amour. We have the version written by Isaac, followed by the version written by Obrecht. Again, the Ensemble Fretwork.
Thank you.
the Viol Ensemble Fretwork performing their two settings of the chanson J'ai pris amour, the one you just heard by Obrecht and the one beginning by Isaac. Both of those are from the Petrucci volumes, Petrucci being the first printer of music, who published this music in 1501. Most of the music is from the Low Countries, and some of it is vocal, some of it is instrumental. This happens to be vocal, and in the publication, also instrumental. So you did hear those two instrumental arrangements. So our program today, appropriately enough, is called Petrucci, the First Printer of Music.
While we were listening to fretwork performing, Milton and I were discussing La Alfonsina. And I remember a dream that Milton had, because it was so bizarre. And this was, we were actually performing La Alfonsina. And this dream apparently occurred someplace in between rehearsals, if I remember correctly. My memory of this is more vivid than Milton's, because I thought it was so cool.
You know how you dream and then forget the dream, but well, if you tell it to somebody, that person remembers it better.
He tells me that he had the strangest dream the night before. And I say, what? He said, well, I dreamed that someone rang the doorbell in the middle of the night, and I went to answer the door. And there was this little bitty man, and he said he was La Alfonsina. And he picked up a recorder and started playing the recorder, and he was playing so fast that he started playing the house down, and the house was falling apart. And so every time I hear La Alfonsina, I think of somebody playing the house down. And I don't know if we've performed La Alfonsina in ensemble since that time.
I think we performed it maybe once, and that was it, but we'll get back to it soon.
We'll begin our next bit of music with a set of popular Italian dances, at least that's what they're called in the recording. The composer is Juan Ambrosio Dalza.
It's interesting because Dalza composed these pieces as lute solos. And John Reeves White took these melodies, and I guess with some of the modifications making for instruments, he put them together into a dance suite using the instrumental ensemble of the Pro Musica, and you have, which I consider this to be probably the top instrumental recording made by Pro Musica, including Shelley Gruskin, Martha Bixler, and Lenu Davenport playing their hearts out and doing a spectacular job on these instrumental pieces.
We'll follow that with a number of vocal pieces. Se mai per maraviglia. If ever through astonishment you raise your countenance to the bright sky, do think of that true Lord of Paradise. Following that, lirum bililirum, alas, the strings play so softly. You never will know my love. You think it's merely duty. I've been your constant suitor for 6 years. I've waited for you until I burst for love. And then El Grillo, the cricket is a good singer who sings a long verse. He sings when the wine is ripe. He doesn't do as the birds, when they've sung a little bit, they go someplace else, but the cricket stays put, singing the songs of love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Famous piece, El Grillo, meaning the cricket, by Josquin des Prez. And we had two other vocal pieces prior to that. The one prior to El Grillo, Lirum Billa Lirum, is one of my favorite pieces. And we began with, as I mentioned, a series of what's referred to on the LP recording as popular Italian dances. Actually, these were lute pieces by Dalza, but arranged for the instrumental ensemble, the Pro Musica, by John Reeves White, and featuring some of the best players at that time. And still, I think, particularly Shelley Gruskin is still around playing the recorder and teaching. And as I said earlier, I used to refer to him as a man with a forked tongue, because he could play notes so fast and so quickly and seemingly without having to breathe.
Well, that's the thing that always got me, because in my early days playing recorder, there was always a struggle to figure out exactly how much to breathe and how much pressure to use when playing. And luckily, I decided to devote all of my time to singing.
And by the way, just to mention, those pieces that you just heard are from an LP recording made way back in 1969.
I remember reading, golly, years and years ago, some article about the New York Pro Musica and the reason that it was the Pro Musica that brought early music to the attention of the man and woman and child in the street. And part of the reason it was felt was that up until that time, those who were playing early music were amateurs for the most part. They were doing very small ensembles, and the thought was that early music was something that should be very pristine, that should be very cool in performance, not a lot of passion in performance, and very academic. And along came Noah Greenberg and decided he wanted to have fun with early music. He pulled together really an orchestra, and he did what some writers later called the big band approach. You'll notice in some of the things that are doing, first of all, the singers don't sound remotely like early music singers today. They have something of a choral sound, but they're very, very enthusiastic and also sing quite nicely. It's just not the sound that we're all expecting to hear. With the instruments, you'll hear often that big band approach in that you've got this whole band of early instruments, and then one particular instrument does a riff, and then another does a riff, and a third does a riff, and then they all join together. And it is very exciting, and the thing that I find so interesting is that they all performed in formal attire. And hearing their enthusiastic performance and looking at a photograph, I think, Milton, you have an early video, small video of one
right,
of the performances,
yeah, right.
And they were very staid in their performance.
Yeah, very formal looking, and very little indication of being involved with the music physically.
But they sure made a difference in the world of early music. Well, we're turning back to fretwork now, and we'll hear two versions of the famed Tandernacken. The melody is by Henry VIII, and these are two different settings of that melody, one for three parts by La Picida, the other also for three parts by Agricola. Following that, we hear two versions of the piece Fortuna Desperata, one of the most gorgeous pieces of all time, one of my favorites to not only listen to but to sing as well. Both of these are for four players. The first is by Pinerol, and the second by the most famous of all composers, Anonymous. The performers again, fretwork.
Thank you.
of very important pieces from the 16th century. The Henry VIII melody, Town to Knockin', performed here by the ensemble Fretwork on their viols, La Picada, and then by Obrecht, and finally the famous song Fortuna Desperata, two settings of that, and which I have to say is one of my favorite melodies of that particular period.
It is. It's a beautiful melody, and it's also fun to sing. We have time for one more piece, and that's what we're going to play. The ensemble is again Fretwork. The piece is by Josquin. The title, La Bernardina. A quick little La Bernardina performed by Fretwork. We have been listening to the first printer of music, or at least the results of Petrucci, who was the first printer of music, a wonderful mix. And the performers have been the New York Pro Musica and the ensemble Fretwork. And we will be playing more of the New York Pro Musica, the definitely historic recordings, which exist on vinyl. LPs to those who think of them still as LPs, and that's okay. As soon as we have time to transfer more to CDs so that we can play them on air. And again, I have to say, agreeing with Milton, New York Pro Musica, the music still stands up today. It's very exciting, and it's very thoughtful. There was a lot of planning and thought attached to this music. Thank you for being with us. It has been fun having you here. If you want to know more about the Musica da Camera, go check our website, www.nomdc.org. We look forward to having you with us again next week when, once again, we have another hour of early music. Till then, stay well.